The update in March that they put out, they're allowing 2.5 million of CDBG block grant funds to go strictly to multifamily affordable housing. Those applications have to be submitted by the unit of government within that county. Since St. Streets is in or just outside of the Branson city limits, we have to come through you, Taney County Commission, to submit that application on our behalf. We realize it's a very short time frame. Unfortunately, we are required to work within the information and the time frames that we were given. I contacted Melissa Duckworth with Emergency Management on August 12th after we had the meeting with MHDC and CDBG on the 10th and tried to start this process to get the application done. I think there was a little bit of miscommunication, therefore we were a little late getting on the agenda to present this. I've gone through, MHDC has put out a specific application form along with CDBG that I sent to Leslie and Melissa, I believe. I've filled out as much of that as I possibly can within my parameters as being helping, being the developer and helping on that. Taney County would need to be the applicant, and Developmental Connections would be the sub-applicant who would receive the block grant funds. CDBG has a virtual training session or workshop this afternoon at 3 o'clock, which I will be attending also. I've asked Melissa to attend, if at all possible, just to find out exactly what CDBG's requirements are for getting this done. Our information has to be submitted to them by September 5th, which is Monday, which means that I would need your application by Friday if you were willing to approve this. What we're proposing is to build 48 units on the remaining 2.8 acres that Developmental Connections owns on that 5-acre site, so we'd have to do a lot split if we were approved, both by MHDC, CDBG, and the County Commission. To provide that, we're looking, this would be affordable housing. The first phase of St. Streets is 24 units. It's 100% developmentally disabled. This would be mixed income, primarily because HUD and all of the governmental entities have decided that they don't like congregating families and residents, so they want to have mixed use and make it more sustainable. We're primarily looking at 31-bedroom and 18 two-bedroom units, so it would be a smaller family unit. We would have set aside units specifically for the developmentally disabled, along with other low-income affordable residents in Taney County and Branson. We believe this would help alleviate some of the nightly hotel rentals that people are having to live in because of the housing shortage in Taney County. And so we're basically looking for your approval to submit the application on our behalf.
So I don't think that any of the commission is against it, obviously. I think we're willing to do letters of support and whatever we need to do. I think the concern was, is historically, what have we done in the past, and then what kind of liabilities and issues does it cause the county by doing something like that? Because I could be wrong, I don't think we've done the, any time
we
that
have.
We have done it?
I checked.
Okay, so you have found out that, okay.
Melissa can address that.
So yeah, so Melissa, if you don't mind, kind of speak
so,
to that.
We have done CDBG grants in the past. It's community development block grants. Most of them that we have done have been associated with a disaster declaration. Those are FEMA disaster declarations that come after flooding, tornadoes, those things like that. So this one is based off a disaster declaration from 2017. So in the past, the CDBG offset the cost of the flood buyout that we did along Foggy River Road. It also did the Boys Camp Road project. And then back at the end of 2014, we were awarded the CDBG in a situation kind of similar to this partnership, but it was for only $100,000 for land acquisition to go towards the first phase of St. Street. It was the end of 2014, so it was a prior presiding commissioner, and I believe, Mike, you took office in 2015, so then you signed on, and that project closed in 2017. That goes along with that, it is the county's DUNS number. It's the county's FEIN number. Everything is under, so everything ties back. So our federal grant reporting requirements do count towards what we have. So it's anything more than expending $750,000, we're required a single audit. The past few years, we've required a single audit anyway, along with the CARES funds, the ARPA funds, things like that. So this also includes, it is HUD. There are 8 program requirements that we have to do and abide by, and that falls to the county, not any of our subrecipients or anything like that. We have to abide by the Fair Housing Ordinance. I believe we passed one in 9-4, or it would have been a resolution, 9-4 of 14, that probably still stands. Excessive Force Prohibition Resolution is the same, 9-4 of 14. But there are two separate annual official actions that we have to do. So there's a big list of these annual actions to address the impediment of fair housing that as the county we have to do, whether it's applying for fair housing grants every year or anything. They have some examples, but it's something the county has to do for the duration of the project that they're running. And also affirmatively further fair housing, those are, I mean, is some of them as simple as the equal housing posters that you see in our lobby or on our website, things like that. But the last time we did this, you could not duplicate anything that you had done in the past. So we're really getting down after the number of CDBG grants if that's still the same. I tried to look in the grant guidance, and I could not find if it said that you couldn't duplicate. I couldn't find anything for this grant. But there are a list of about 11 things to fair housing furtherance actions that the county does have to put some effort into. Like public hearings or, you know, meetings or meetings with realtor boards. So there's some effort that the county has to put into this to meet the compliance part of this CDBG grants. And it's all under their civil rights section. So the other thing I looked at in this application when I got it and we got started is it's asking Commissioner Schofield to initial and sign off as the chief elected official on attachments required for all applications. Public hearing notices, postings, publications, minutes, and sign-in sheets. We haven't done a public hearing for this that I'm aware of. Obviously, we haven't held the public hearing. And then a resolution of intent to apply. That's something else that we have not done. We have not had a resolution for intent to apply. I did send all of this to Mr. Elliott, and I so he does have that, and I copied Nikki on it, but I don't know his thoughts. But I explained to them, you know, when I first talked to Layla at the beginning of the month, that she needed to get with the commission, come on the agenda, present this for you to see if you were even willing to support the application. And now we're down to a week, and next Monday that it's actually due is Labor Day.
I think I read something sent to us the 26th. Was there not something sent that could be a little late, 26th or something? But Mr. Elliott, I just had gotten notice. He's not had a chance to go over. He was just sent that last
end of
last week.
It was last week, yes.
And he's not had a chance to look at it and give us direction on our responsibility on it.
So my question would be, what's the length of the project that's supposed to run? So how many fiscal years is it going to take to develop this project? Because that's the time frame. That's how many times we will have to do an annual action to meet that compliance.
Okay. My understanding is if approved by you and if approved by MHDC and CDBG, because we would have to take this to CDBG, they would have to give MHDC a letter saying that they would give us the grant funds. We would anticipate closing in June or July of 2023 and being fully leased up and closed out. Well, leased up by December of 2024 and full CDBG close out by June of 24. So 2-year period potentially. I also believe, and I hope they will clarify on the virtual office hours that they have this afternoon, that in regards to having the publication in the paper and things, we actually can have until MHDC's application is due on September 23rd to get that part of the process done. So it would just be your resolution of intent to apply and then actually filling out this portion of the application that I'm supposed to have submitted. Unfortunately, we don't pick the deadlines, and I, you know.
Well, as Mr. Elliott has not had a chance to go over it all to advise us, I, as one commissioner, do not think we can take any action today till we hear back from our attorney to and go over the items that you just presented at bullet points, and then for the commission to see if we can fill out the application and sign on to it. That'd be my opinion.
Yeah, so are you going to be able to be on the phone call today?
I should be able to be on there. I think most of it's filling out the application. I don't know that it's really, I mean, clarifying
the legal questions.
The legal questions that we have.
I will have specific questions for them about timelines as far as the publication that you mentioned, how the disbursement process will work, that type of information. But again, that. Yeah, I've been working with disaster funds for 3 years now in different counties, and CDBG has been very difficult and very short notice to work with. But, yeah, we do have to work within their guidelines.
Yeah.
Are you representing them, too?
Yeah, he's on the board.
He's on the board.
I know.
I know you're just harassing me. You know, listen, I really wasn't familiar with all this. What I know I learned sitting here this morning listening to it, I knew we had tentatively approved the project and we're going forward with it. And you understand the county doesn't want to get into a situation where they're assuming some liability that they don't want or they think there's going to be a problem with. I would suggest, I don't know whether we really need something today or not, but maybe make some sort of provisional approval that you would do it contingent upon review by Travis Elliott to make sure that there's nothing that you feel uncomfortable with. Do you have to have something this week, Will?
Sounds like she needs it before Monday. Which
by the second.
Well, I do need it by. I can submit my stuff by Monday, which is they're doing it through an online process, but because Monday is a holiday, I would need something, the part from the county filled out, that short page application, 7 page, whatever it is that Melissa talked about that had some of those things that would require initials on. I would need that by Friday.
So my thought was, as soon as we can hear back from Mr. Elliott, we can have either a phone meeting or in-person meeting, and we can make sure we can facilitate it. Yeah.
Okay, that'd be great. I appreciate that, because it'd be very beneficial to our program over there to be able to make this submission. And we've had two other projects that we've done that have been basically cost this board and the county. When I say this board, the development disabled board, the county, nothing. And it's been able to allow us to expand the program. We'd like to be able to continue to do that and be the same sort of thing. If the money's there, we'd like to take advantage of it if we could.
Yep.
Thank you.
And that's what I meant, is I think that if we can, without being detrimental to the county at all, we are very supportive of the project. And so Travis has been sent the information and is going over it as we speak, I believe. And when he gets back an answer to us, we will go over our obligation, what we need to do to assure. Now, you mentioned, what about the public hearing?
I believe that I do not have to send notification of that until the final application, which is September 23rd. But I need this.
I'm assuming that'll be one of the questions that we will ask our counsel.
Yes.
To verify if we had to have it before we submit our part of the application.
So we'll have more answers after
Nikki,
we hear.
Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm. Right, and this is the application that I sent Melissa. I tried to fill out as much as I could, just based on what I had from our previous